Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Hopefully, you've calmed down a little bit. The election is what? Was it 2 weeks? What was it? What's today? 16th? It's on the 8th. Oh, I guess it's only been about a week. I don't know. Yeah, it's been a week. I'm tripping. I feel like time has been flying by. So hopefully people have calmed down somewhat. You know, the Facebook posts have seemed to subside a little bit. But I'll get into that in a minute. I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning into my podcast. I appreciate it. So please tell a friend. It really means a lot that you guys take time out of your busy day to listen to little old me. So thanks again. Do I have a milestone this week? What did he do? Actually, I had this happen earlier today. I try to just spark up conversations with him and just try to ask him questions just to see where his mind is. And I asked him, how many sides in a triangle? And he was trying to watch something on the iPad, right? And he was just like, I'm like, Miles, you know, how many sides in a triangle? And he finally said 3. And then I asked him another shape. And I was like, Miles, you know what a square is, man. How many sides in a square? And he finally was like 4. And then it seemed like it hit him. He was just like, if I say any number, he'll shut up. So I'm like, how many sides in a pentagon? He's just 5. Actually, he was just something wrong. How many sides in an octagon? He's just like, 5. I was like, no, it's 8. How many sides in a pentagon? 6. I mean, so he figured out, like, if I answer really quickly, he'll tell me what the answer is, and I can just move on. So that made me feel great knowing that he's already sick of me. So that's the milestone. He's learning how to avoid talking to dad already at 4 years old. If anyone was wondering, his speech therapy is going pretty well. He seems to enjoy it, and I feel a lot better. I mean, there's always room for improvement because my speech sucks, but he's doing a lot better. So for those who are wondering. All right, so moving on. It seems like some of the election grief has subsided a little bit. There's people still upset, you know. But this is really what I want to say. It's just over the last week, it's just been so much like, he's not my president, from liberal people, and trashing Melania Trump. And let me just say that, because there's just a lot of bullshit on both sides. I just feel like if you're a liberal and you're going around, you know, protesting that he's not my president, it's like you're no different than those people who did that back in 08 and back in 2012 when Obama was elected. You call him a racist. You call him a piece of shit. And how can you say that he's your president no matter what? If you don't like it, leave. Now you're doing it. Makes no sense. I get that you're upset, but you're not giving yourself any credibility, and you're making it very, very easy for the other side just to talk shit about you and call you a baby and a whining little bitch, basically. And what I also don't like, I'm sorry, I'm watching this stupid commercial. Sorry, I won't do that again. What I don't like is how people are like, now they're trashing Melania Trump. You know, I get it. She did a nude photo shoot. Okay, the pictures are out there. I get it. We've seen naked pictures of her. But when you're sharing it, I mean, what is that really doing? Especially for black people, as sensitive as we are about the Obamas, and especially when it comes to Michelle, the slightest thing said about her, and we lose our minds. So my thing is just like, just show Melania the same respect. You know, you might not like her, but that's the first lady. I'm not all about that. I just think you should show her some respect. You know, again, you're not making yourself any better than the people that's been trashing Michelle for the last 8 years. Have some class. Like she said, when they go low, we go high. Do the same thing. Just like Michelle, you don't got to trash Melania. You talk shit, you know, you're talking about her accent. Again, you're just being racist. You're just being racist. And when Republicans look at you, they go, see, you talk all that shit. You act like you're so accepting of everyone. And here you got this woman in the White House, and now you want to talk shit about her. I'm just saying. Now people might get mad at me for saying that, but that's just how I feel about that, man. This is like, show that woman the same respect that you wanted people to show Michelle. Just take the high road. It might not be easy for everybody to do it, but you should. And but speaking of Michelle, I'm pretty sure most of you guys have seen that story on Facebook where this woman in West Virginia, I think she held some type of public office, and she basically made this statement. She was just like, I'm so glad that we're finally going to have, like, looks in class back in the White House. I'm so sick of looking at this ape in heels, referring to Michelle Obama, which the same people who've been trashing Melania the last week or so got all pissed about. Now, this shit went super viral, and it's only been, like, a few days, and she's already lost her job. And then the mayor of that same town commented in the comments, and then she quit her job. And what's funny about people like this is, of course, this post goes viral. I mean, tens of thousands of shares, retweets. I mean, it just blew the fuck up in a matter of days. This woman's career is gone. And I'm not about people losing their jobs when it comes to shit like this. But to me, when you hold public office, it's a little different. Because now it's just like, are you being biased in the government? And they can't have that shit. Now, if you work at Walmart, I'm just saying that's your personal views. And that's fine. But when you have a title, you work for the government, you're held to a different standard. And that's something that people really seem to forget. But I'll get into that in a second. But it was just funny. So the mayor of that town commented as well. She was saying, like, she said something like, something to the effect of, like, this just made my day, or I'm glad you finally said it. And, yeah, now she's gone, and this other woman is gone. But what's funny, when people say shit like this, I'm sick of seeing this ape in heels, and people call her racist, and then her first response is, like, in no way, shape, or form is this racist at all. It's just like, what? How is this not? How is this not racist at all? You're comparing a person of color to a monkey or an ape or a gorilla. Anytime you do that, that shit's racist. Now, to be fair, there's some motherfuckers that do look like gorillas. I will say that. Just comedically, yes. There's some gorilla, apish-looking people out there where you're like, damn, now I see what it calls that. But that's just to be funny. Like Patrick Ewing. But anyway, that's not even... Fuck that, that's hilarious. I don't care. That's funny to me. But you can't... It is racist, I'll say that. It is racist. He does look like a gorilla, but this shit is racist as hell. So, yeah, when you're holding public office, you can't do it. And then to have the balls to say, after you've gotten, I mean, just straight up trashed online by thousands upon thousands of people, for you to say that what was done to you is now a hate crime and what will happen to you is racist. But when you make a racist statement, you don't even want to acknowledge that shit. It's like, come on, man. Come on. And this is what something I want to say to Republicans about this whole election, too. It's just, for the last 8 years, you bitched and moaned and you cried, you complained, you blamed Obama for your life sucking. And now that your guy is in there, you want to try to tell everybody, hey, we need to rally behind he's our president, show him some respect. After y'all done had, like I just mentioned, incident upon incident of you guys calling them nigger and monkeys, talking shit about their kids, about her, Michelle's body, just anything you can think of, yelling out that this man's a liar. You know, just straight up, you had a governor of a state basically run up on him and put her finger in her face. Like she was going to correct him. It's like, are you kidding me? The amount of disrespect y'all have shown this family for the last 8 years. Now, all of a sudden, your guy is in and we just need to show this guy the utmost respect. All of a sudden, the respect of the office has been restored. It's like, man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. I get it. Yeah, the office should be shown respect. But don't come at us on your high horse demanding all this respect like you haven't been trashing Obama for 8 years. And then telling people to get over it, stop crying when you cried for 8 years nonstop. It's like, give people a couple of weeks. And I'm pretty sure it'll ramp back up once he gets into office and starts doing shit. I mean, he's already appointing people. Like this Steve Bannon dude, he used to be head of the Breitbart super right-wing website. And it's fun. I'm watching Fox News. And I guess there's a lot of like just anti-Semitic, misogynistic, this crazy shit on this website. And people are like, well, you shouldn't hold him responsible for the articles on his website. It's just like, why wouldn't you? It's just funny how these people do this shit. And both sides do it. You want to hold Black Lives Matter responsible for all type of shit that happens. Even, you know what I'm saying? Want to hold them responsible for every little incident that happens. You want to blame Black Lives Matter. You know, if somebody throws a rock through a window, you will allow that to speak for the entire movement. But here you have a guy that's in charge of a website that's just spewing racist shit, misogynistic shit. And then you're like, well, you shouldn't hold them responsible for, you know, the articles that people are writing. I mean, I don't think that's fair. It's like, really? Blaming rappers and shit for, I don't know, what's going on in the Black community? It's just like, when it comes to everybody else, you can blame all the shit that they're doing on something else. But when it comes to this dude, even though he's the fucking head of the website, nah, we can't hold him responsible. Nope, can't do that. I don't get it. I don't get it. But this shit's already getting messy. He's picking people that even Republicans don't like. Just asking about his kids getting the clearance. He wants his son-in-law to be involved. It's just like, dude, he's got all these businesses. There's no telling what the fuck is going to go on with this guy. But I'm going to give it a shot. Give it a shot. Now, I also saw, I was watching CNN the other day, and this guy, Sean Duffy, he's a Republican out of Wisconsin. And they were asking him, like, you know, what's it going to be like having basically the Republicans in control of basically the entire government? And I found this interesting. He said that there's going to be a lot of Republican backlash because of when Obama had total power in 2008. Republicans were kind of left out of the fold, and they really weren't included in the decision making, you know, as a minority party. And basically, there's going to be some backlash to that. And it really just hurt them as a minority party to not be involved. And now it's payback time or whatever you want to call it. And I just find that funny how, like, this guy, he understands that type of shit, the minority aspect of that in politics, how minorities can feel when they're left out of the fold, when they're left out of the major decisions, where they're not even taking into consideration the amount of frustration that causes and how he felt. But people like that can't see that shit socially. You can see that as a minority Republican in the government. But you can't see that on a day-to-day basis, how, you know, maybe women or people of color might feel when they're not brought into the fold, when you know you're qualified to be in a discussion or, you know, in a certain office working with certain people. Same with sports. The same people that It's just like people can see the cause of, maybe because it's so immediate in sports, but it's so clear. People see the cause and effect of bad behavior in sports. When you see when someone does something stupid in a football game, it immediately costs your team 15 yards. Same thing with basketball. You can do or say something stupid to a referee, technical foul, you know, the game was tied. Now they get free throws and the ball and you lose. And people go, see, when you say dumb shit, you got to keep yourself composed. It's all this dude's fault. They lost the game. If he could have just kept his mouth shut, they would have won. Maybe because that type of stuff is so immediate. But it's the same in life. You just can't go around saying and doing what you want because there's an effect. Yeah, it might not be as immediate as sports or as direct, but there's an effect. There's an effect. It's just so funny that these dudes, they don't care that the emotions of a game are going and they're playing a sport. They want like flawless behavior out of these athletes. But then you got the dude that ran for president and won the presidency up there just saying the craziest shit about people wanting the highest seat in the world, and they just don't see how that's a problem. But they will get so mad if some quote-unquote diva wide receiver catches a nice pass, one-handed, gets a first down, and does a little dance afterwards. They can't stand that shit. Gotta get ready to close this. We got 3 minutes. Have you guys seen the story? Ben Carson. This is so politics heavy. I'm sorry. This will be the last one that's like this for a while. But Ben Carson, as y'all know, he ran on the Republican ticket. Well, he tried to, and he ran in the primaries. This motherfucker ran for president. Ran for the highest seat in the land. And then is asked if he would like to have a cabinet position in Donald Trump's presidency, and turns around and goes, no, I don't have the experience. I'm too inexperienced. It's just like, well, how the fuck did you run for president if you don't even think you're qualified for a cabinet position? That's insane to me. It's like, yeah, I wanna interview for manager. Well, you know, you can't have that job, but we do have, you know, this entry level dishwasher position. Man, I don't know how to do that shit. But you want to run the whole fucking restaurant, the whole shift? You want us to give you the keys, and you can't even handle washing a plate? Are you kidding me, Ben? And people a couple years ago, all because of a fucking 10 or 12 minute speech that he gave bashing Obama about Obamacare and racial shit, people are like, I would vote for him for president. That's why people have to stop saying that shit, man. That's like seeing somebody's late night Conan set 5 minutes and go, yo, I bet this dude would kill for an hour. And a lot of times, that's not the case. That's not the best example. Saying you saw some, yeah, I done fucked that up. Because I would say most people on TV could headline. God damn it. Way to mess up the example in my own podcast. Was there anything else that happened? Nope. So I'm excited, everybody. I think I'm going to upload this tonight and then share it in the morning. But at 7:09, I will be heading to New York City on a train. I'm going to watch Mark Norman record his hour special in Manhattan. It's going to be pretty dope. It's supposed to be an after party. Hopefully I can go hang out and rub some shoulders with some big names in comedy. Now, I just want to hang out, man, and just go to a New York comedy party. I think it'll be kind of fun just to hang out with a bunch of New York comics. So I'm really looking forward to that. So this will be my first special taping that I've ever been to. But it's a really, really quick trip. I get in around 1:45 and I leave the next morning at 6:45 and I'm back here in Charlottesville 1:45 on Friday. So basically a one day trip, but I'm super excited to watch Mark do his thing. And hopefully I'll get to meet some other comics and hang out and have a couple whiskeys and just chill and just vibe out in New York. So there's a show. That's the show. See you guys later. Peace.